Actually, Nero, we probably need you every single day on this show because we all have our issues. Nero Feliciano is a psychotherapist. And tell everybody about your book.
So the book is called All Is Calm-ish. And I wrote it, Lisa, because for years, I know that this time of year is hard for so many people for different reasons. One, everyone is busy. We already have long to-do lists every day, and we're adding more on top of it. And it's hard to really find joy when you're running around stressed like that. But also for the people who are going through really difficult things. Their family might look different this year. They may be grieving over the past year or just dealing with financial stress. So I figured everybody could use a therapist this time of year to talk them through the season. And the book is laid out because I didn't want to tell people to stay calm and give them a book to read on top of everything else they had to do. So it's actually written in 31 very short chapters that you can read or listen to with a little bit of reflection at the end. And it's really just to give people some perspective and peace through the whole holiday season, hopefully make them laugh and give them some tools to find a little bit more joy as they're going through it.
All right, here's some questions. This person was listening last week and came in with a question right off the bat today. They said your information and insights and thoughts were so helpful. Their dilemma is they're fighting very hard not to totally cut out a couple of family members and their spouses because of their political views that this person considers extreme and reprehensible.
This is so hard, and this issue has come up repeatedly. And what I would say is with people like this, you really have to set very clear boundaries and not the boundary where you say, hey, please don't talk about this, because we kind of give away our power when we're making a request like that. But instead, listen, we all want to have a really beautiful holiday together. If we bring up these topics, we're not going to be able to do this again. We're not going to be able to gather. So can we please keep that off the table at this time of year? I actually, Lisa, have an article that was published 2 days ago in Oprah Daily on how to manage conversations in situations like this over the holidays. And it's much more detailed, more than I can say in just a couple minutes. But just know to that person who asks this, you are not alone. I am hearing this from everywhere. And at the end of the day, if they come, if they bring these things up, know that you still have choices. We can choose to regulate, overreact. We can take those deep, long breaths. We can change the subject. We can get up and leave the room. And you're still sending the clear signal that I'm not going to engage. I'm going to keep this peaceful. And I'm not going to get sucked into the drama.
And everybody's anxiety comes from a different place. This texter said, how do I deal with a potential food fail? I'm making everything from scratch and something's going to go bad.
Well, first, let me tell that person you're amazing because you're putting a lot of effort and thought into this to create joy for so many people. And what I would say is there's a mantra in my book, and what I say and tell myself now every holiday is connection over perfection. There are things that are going to go great. There are things that might not be perfect. But at the end of the day, what makes a holiday memorable is you connecting with those people you love, not how perfect your food is. So give yourself some grace and also appreciate all that you made that did go right. Let's focus on that part this time. And remember, they're going to appreciate you for the effort that you put into it.
One of our texters said, what stresses me out is that my son-in-law, my daughter, and my grandkids are all on their phones or their tablets, and I'm going to disconnect the Wi-Fi this year.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I mean, you could do that. But what a lot of people choose to do during the holiday is they have a phone basket or a phone box. And you set that precedent when people walk in and say, hey, during dinner or through dessert or whatever it is, we're all going to put our phones in this basket. And having that visual representation is a little bit more powerful because we're forced to really look at each other and engage. And we're all doing it collectively together. So we're not saying, hey, you get off your phone and you get off your phone, which make people feel targeted and blamed, but say, hey, let's all do this together collectively so we can really be present in this moment. And remember what it is at the end of it that we love so much. So I would have everybody participate. And instead of doing it punitively, make it almost just kind of an experience for everyone.
Yeah. In fact, they said they're going to play board games this year. They have the old ones from their mom. She's 97 and this texter is 62. So, yeah, I mean, that will engage you. And let me just say, Farkle is fun for all ages. That's my little tip on that. And can you address those who find themselves lonely this Thanksgiving? We all talk about gathering and who's at our table, but there are people who will be alone.
Yeah. What I would say, a couple things. There are people who I'm sure that you know would love to include you, and I'm sorry that you have to ask and that they haven't asked you yet. But I think part of that is just everyone is so myopically focused on that to-do list that they're not thinking. So please reach out to that person and mention that you might be alone. And maybe you don't feel comfortable saying, I'd love to be there with you for Thanksgiving or the holidays, but say, I would love to see you because I'm spending this day on my own. And the other thing I will say is that it is very powerful to give during this time, volunteer in different places, because when you do, giving like that and connecting with people you don't know, you step into that agency. Even though you might be alone, you still have the potential to give joy and give love to so many people who really need it this time of year, like yourself. And when we do that, we release actually three classes of mood-elevating neurochemicals, dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. And that's why we will feel joy in those experiences. We were designed to feel joy when we give and connect to other people. So I do hope that there's someone that you can make plans with, even if it's, I know you're busy that day, could we even grab a coffee the day before or something? But find an opportunity where you can give back if you can. And you'll be amazed at how much joy it brings you to do that for someone else.
I love everything you have shared so much. Her book is All is Calmish, How to Feel Less Frantic and More Festive During the Holidays. It's Nairo Feliciano. That's N-I-R-O. Did I get the pronunciation
Nairo.
Right?
Yep. Nairo.
Okay, good,
close.
Good.
Very close.
Nairo. Okay.
Yes.
I swear, I'm going to get it right one of these times. My producer is like, every time they're like, Lisa, I'm like, I'm trying. It's not
okay.
A name that I usually
Lisa,
look at it.
The other thing I say is good enough is good and enough. So I just appreciate you having me on and talking about the book.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too.